a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Are you leaking energy from your windows, or maybe your siding needs replaced? Please remember, Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call today for your free estimate, 866-546-ROOF.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling at 314-298-7300. If you buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
Don't miss The Dennis George Show. But wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Sluts and pornography.
Well, you know what, Paul Harris? That's why you're here part-time.
Harvey. What? Paul Harvey.
Oh. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 9th edition. You know, 78 years ago, Elvis Presley was one day old today.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, gotta throw that out there.
Where, mama? Where?
Where, mama?
That's probably, yeah. That's probably how he cried. Yeah. You know, the doctor spanked him.
Wow. Wow. First words.
Pass me over one of those boobies.
Hey! I think I need some milk now, mama. Yeah. Let's see. How about a round of introduction? Brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. I'll mention that, and then I want to tell you who we are. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs and have $25,000 or more saved, we would like you to call Mark and Jason. They can give you a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You know, Elvis is a little kid in grade school, and they're learning the ABCs. ABC,
DLC. That was one of the songs on
I want to play you, QR, sleep with you, baby. Dan Strauss is in the house. Speaking of musicians.
Yes.
And people good on stage, we also have Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoth is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
He never did a song like that. No.
What?
What me?
Cheese.
Cheese me.
Cheese me.
Please me. Wasn't there a please?
I think there was a please. Yeah. Please, I was please me. I think. Not cheese me, bad boy.
Oh, cheese me, baby.
You know, there have been a lot of great bands throughout the years. Tommy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, I mean, Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders, E Street Band. I could go on, but let's close it out with the best polka band ever. Bruce Lippert and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah,
unanimous. Everybody agrees.
I'm looking up at the monitor in the studio. We keep a news monitor going in case there's ever breaking news, which, by the way, there always is.
Yes.
Now, every newscast now, locally especially, we start with breaking news, and it's never really breaking news. But I'm looking up. How sad is this? It's a teenager who's died down in Texas from the flu. Now, how can you imagine your kid gets the flu? You know, it's the flu, and dies.
Yeah.
Brother, that's a tough one. Mm. Do we have any wood I can knock on? Oh, wait, I know where there's some wood. Hang on here. And I don't get the flu. We're brought to you by the Good Feet Stores. And if you say, well, you know, my feet are fine. It's not about cosmetically how your feet look. It's not about whether or not you even necessarily have any pain in your foot. Now, if you do, if the pain is actually in your foot, pretty good chance the source of the problem is your foot. Plantar fasciitis. I hope I pronounced that right. That's the number one reason people go into the good feet stores. And there are still people that say, well, what do their shoes cost? No, you already have the shoes. You own the shoes. They're just going to alter the way you step down on your foot, shift the weight distribution a little bit, slightly, just enough to alleviate that little problem that you've created by the way you walk and the way you stand. That's what Good Feet Store is all about. It's inserts, arch supports, and they have lots of them. And there's a very good chance that one of them, well, two, because, you know, you have two shoes, are going to be the pair that can... This is a big term, change your life. But doesn't it change somebody's life if they can eliminate pain? If they've been in pain and the pain is gone, you bet it's a life changer. And Good Feet has done that for lots of people who are very surprised, who never thought that would happen. They go into Good Feet stores skeptical. I don't blame you. I would be too. Think, okay, fine, let's give this a try. My neck has been killing me, and you're going to put something in my shoe, and that's going to stop my neck ache or my back pain or my leg or knee or whatever. Well, guess what? It happens all the time, every day, in the Good Feet stores. You're going to spend, I'm going to guess, 30 to 40 minutes in there, maybe 45, maybe 20. It's a simple process, and you don't need an appointment. And they're pretty good at what they do. It's a simple question of where do you hurt? Where's the pain? And you tell them. And you take your shoe off and leave your sock on, and you step down on the thing, and you make an imprint, and that starts the process. And hopefully, and it happens with a lot of customers, they're going to stick an insert in your shoe. You're going to put the shoe on, step down on it, take a couple of steps, and go, oh, my goodness, there's a tremendous difference. I can feel it already. And then you buy the insert or inserts, because sometimes you need two or three. Different times of day, different type shoes, different conditions, working, lounging around the house, on vacation, doing a lot of walking. You get the idea. But ask anybody who's ever had pain, ongoing pain, if there's any price too big for relief, they'd say no. And I will tell you that Good Feet inserts aren't going to be as cheap as just that, cheap inserts, off-the-rack inserts. But they're worth their weight in gold and worth every dollar if it's the answer to your pain problem. And I hope it will be. You'll be the one to be the judge of that. So go into a Good Feet store. There are three of them in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive just west of 270. It's across from Friday's. There's a Good Feet store in South County on Union Road across from Macy's, and one in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. You can also go to their website, goodfeetstlouis.com, the Good Feet stores. And again, you do not need an appointment. We don't have time today, but in the next couple of days, feel free to call us and let us know if you've gotten your first paycheck of the year. You get paid every 2 weeks. You don't have it yet. If you get paid every week, you've gotten the paycheck. Please feel free to call us and let us know if you were stunned to see that you don't have as much money to take home. You go, wait a minute, I'm not in that $400,000 bracket or $250,000 or whatever it was. No, you don't have to be. Peon already just shared with me. He took a look at his and went, hey, wait a second. I take home less money now. That's all I'm going to say. Surprise, surprise. In the words of Gomer Pyle, surprise, surprise, surprise. What constitutes, let's put it this way, who do you have to be that when you get killed, it's an assassination as opposed to a murder? I've never known the real answer to this.
Public office?
Any public office? If a city clerk gets murdered? Mayor's not assassinated. You never heard anybody say the mayor was assassinated. The mayor was murdered. I wonder where it stops. The president, vice president, okay, those are going to be assassinated. I would say a governor would be assassinated.
Yeah.
How far down before you get to where it's murder? I don't know. Weird question. I'm a weird guy. I saw a commercial last night for a men's clothing store. Not going to give them a free plug. If they wanted me to advertise for them, they'd come and cough up the money. But there aren't many men's. There's a guy coughing up money right now. There aren't many men's clothing stores, but this was one that you know the name and you've seen their commercials. And I'm watching the TV commercial last night, and it was the typical buy one suit, get a suit free, that kind of thing. But I froze the picture, and I called my wife, and I said, look at this, and tell me what you notice about this picture. And of course, as is usually the case, when they run an ad, either on TV or in print, and they show men in suits, they're always real good-looking 32-year-old guys.
Yes.
You know, they never show a guy like me in a suit.
And the suit fits perfect. It
absolutely
plays right
like it was custom-made.
Yeah.
They never put a guy like me in a men's suit commercial. But I watched, and in this commercial, I saw something that I guess just confirmed how out of touch I am with men's fashion. In two separate shots of these young, you know, Brad Pitt-looking guys who were supposed to be on the job, one guy was in an office in a meeting, they had tie bars on. You know, the old tie
car? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So apparently those are back.
I think they are. I think they
I didn't
are
know that.
Back.
Remember tie tacks?
Yeah.
You get a little diamond or a little fake, I don't know,
and didn't it have a little chain or something?
Yes, it had a chain on it.
Chained
our school emblem, I think, had one.
Yeah.
And the tie tack, you'd actually stick a hole in your tie. It had a little needle on stick it, and then the backside, you'd attach
go through
it.
Your,
Well, these guys both had tie bars on. I didn't know tie bars were back, which, by the way, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, your tie's flying all over the place. Like, what do I know? I wear a suit once every 8 years or something. It doesn't matter to me.
Weddings and funerals for me.
That's about it. And I try to avoid both.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't really like to go to either one. Peon handed me a story yesterday, and it was basically a little small article asking a question that has been asked for years, and I have yet to find anybody who can give us the answer, and that is this. Is this country's gold really in Fort Knox? There are people who say there is no gold there. And there are other people that say there are billions of dollars and go, I've been to Fort Knox. I spent 2 weeks working at Fort Knox. I was there for 2 weeks. I couldn't get an answer at Fort. Of course, they're not going to tell me. When I was in the Army, I was there for a couple of weeks. And that was all that we all talked about. We walk around going, you think that's where the gold is? You think that's where the is it underneath that building? And there are a couple of buildings with machine guns mounted up, but it's an Army base. So how would you ever find, or will we? And here's the thing. If there really was this national gold reserve supply at Fort Knox, wouldn't you think after all these years that somebody, older guy, as he's dying, goes, oh, by the way, I worked at Fort Knox. What's he got to lose? He's on his deathbed.
Yeah.
But nobody has ever said that, which kind of leads you to wonder, maybe there's not any gold there. Somebody would have snapped a picture, something. I don't know. I don't know if there's gold there or not. Now, how I missed this story, I don't know. I read a story this morning. And you know how when you go on YouTube or you'll go on any newspaper site, it'll give you links to related stories. This was a golf-related story. And it was in the St. Louis paper, and it said related articles you might find interesting or something like that. And I saw this headline about two women golfing topless. And I thought, wait a minute.
Wow.
So I click on it. This is from June of last year. I never knew about this story. Here's the story. Again, it was 7 months ago. It says two Missouri women accused of showing off more than their putting skills at a golf course near Alton, Illinois. Madison County Sheriff's Captain Mike Dixon said investigators responded to complaints. Now, let's stop right there.
Oh, I remember this story.
You do?
I do.
Yes.
I do remember it, too.
Of lewd behavior. And isn't that a bit much to call it lewd?
Yeah.
When a woman shows her breasts, I think lewd is a strong word.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe unacceptable to some people behavior.
Unless she's smashing them together or something.
Depends on how far down there.
Well, then that word would be disgusting.
Yeah.
jostling
at the Woodlands Golf Course in Foster Township, said plainclothes detectives went to the golf course in an unmarked car and observed the women displaying their breasts on the golf course.
Nothing wrong with that.
Why have I never been on a golf course when that was going on? And they charged the two with public indecency, and they were freed on bond. And then it says the golf course was hosting a private event that day. Wait a minute. Isn't a private event just that? Private? And shouldn't they have been showing private?
Yeah.
If it's
yeah.
a private event?
There's another golf.
I've always heard that there were private events where they would have ladies from across
yep.
the river.
Why is that? If it's private, it's private. Why
right?
is that against the law?
I don't get it.
Can't have any fun anymore. Happy to read this morning that this stupid dirt bag, 18-year-old Kwame Thomas, admitted to participating in the knockout game. Of all the dumb things in recent years that I've heard about, it's this stupid knockout game where young punks pick somebody they think is older or feeble or whatever, and they just go knock them down. And there's been some very serious injuries as well. So this guy's 18 years old. He admitted that he assaulted a 54-year-old guy, and he pleaded guilty. And the victim said that he's approached by a group of these punks November 20th, 2011. One of them asked for a cigarette. He said he didn't have a cigarette. So then they knock him to the ground, and they start hitting him. And while they're hitting him, they're yelling, "Knockout game, knockout game, knockout." Wow.
Ridiculous.
That takes a lot of intelligence to do that. And this kid admitted he was one of the ones. So it'll be interesting, although we'll never get a follow-up to it. Here's what I'll tell you will happen to this kid. Nothing. That's what will happen. We'll go to jail, slap on the wrist, pick up some trash, and go knock somebody else out. All right, you've probably seen the last day or two, we have a new drug to worry about, the N-bomb.
Yes, I know. I heard about that.
Oh, yeah. This is the new one.
Some synthetic thing or
synthetic
something?
Drug. It's either called N-bomb or Smiles. It looks and acts like LSD. It has already killed kids in California, Louisiana, Minnesota, North Dakota, Virginia. The name N-bomb comes from its chemical composition, 2C1 N-bomb E, whatever that means. It's derived from mescaline. They said the St. Louis County Police have reported people purchasing the drug recently. They reported some undercover. It's not illegal. It's not illegal. It will
That's
be.
That's the thing with all these synthetic drugs. They just change the, once they make one illegal, they just changed it a little bit, and they re-release
it. And then it no longer falls into the category. It says it's extremely potent. It's an hallucinogenic drug. Causes violent, uncontrollable, psychotic episodes.
Wow, that sounds great.
That
Give
sure
me some
does.
Of that.
It sure does. Well, it gets better.
I like having violent, psychotic episodes.
Says that it's currently sold on the Internet. It comes from China. You order it by mail in powder form, liquefied, and absorbed into blotter paper, like LSD. What, do you put it on your tongue or something?
I don't know.
Under your tongue?
Some girl, I saw in the news this morning that somebody dumped some in some girl's drink, and she went absolutely berserk and started having problems.
Well, here, we have somebody here, Loka Chesterfield, mom, spoke at a city council meeting. She said her 15-year-old daughter mistakenly ingested it. Well, I'm not going to judge whether it was a mistake or she knew she was doing it, but she did it. It was a New Year's Eve party in Wildwood, and said her daughter came home intoxicated, hallucinating, and sensitive to light and sound. She thought she was whispering, but she was screaming. She complained about bright lights and couldn't open her eyes. Hold on. You complain about bright lights and you can't even open your eyes.
Sounds great.
They contacted police. They said the symptoms were consistent with the N-bomb. Here, I've asked this question before, and I don't know how many young people are listening who are 17 or 15 or whatever. What is it you're trying to escape from? You're taking all this crap and just reading the side effects. It's not like it said, ooh, side effects are you feel real good, and everything tastes good and feels good, and you're not hungry. It's the opposite. Convulsions, psychotic, violent behavior. But these kids that take this crap, obviously they're trying to get out of this world and into another. What's so horrible about this?
I don't know.
What's so
really
horrible about in your life that you're 15 that you got
boredom?
Do this?
I think it's probably just boredom.
And I think it's just peer pressure. And I also think it's like them just saying, I took that and it was so cool, or this was I
vomited
cool by taking this.
And I banged my head against the wall. I went to the hospital and had my stomach pumped out. Boy, is that cool.
I still know people that when we were kids growing up, if they got really drunk and, oh man, I was so drunk.
Oh no, I remember that in high school. You come to school on Monday. First of all, I think 80% of the time they're lying.
Yeah.
Oh man, I was so drunk this weekend. That was the cool thing for guys to do.
I passed out. I threw up.
I got wasted this weekend. If you're bored, why don't you do what I did when I was a kid? Get a job. Then you won't be bored. I wasn't bored from the time I was 11 years old till now. Every year of my life, I've had a job. Get a job, and you won't be bored. Now, according to an article I just read, most of the cars on the road that are new, meaning bought within the last 5 years, have essentially a black box in them. Did you know this?
No.
Newer cars have a black box, like an airplane black box. You don't know what's in there. You don't know where to find it. You don't know how to disable it. But it tells them all kinds of stuff about how you drove, when you drove, where you went. That's a little scary.
Mm. Yeah.
I think it's a good thing, and it could also be a very, very bad thing. One last thing here. The state of Florida, about a week or so ago, did away with a law that had previously said it was illegal to flash your headlights at somebody to warn them about a cop, take it shooting radar. That was illegal. They've lifted that ban, and apparently somebody said, "Hey, you can't arrest somebody or charge somebody for flashing their lights." So now, if you want to warn in Florida, and I don't know about Missouri, I guess it's okay. And by the way, why? What's the big deal?
I think they can pull you over in Missouri too. I think.
Well, here, usually when I pass a cop, okay, he's behind me. Now, the guy coming toward me, I flash my... The cop behind me can't see me flashing my... Unless it's nighttime. And I tell you something else. The people who do it to me, I try to make sure they see me going, thank you!
Yeah.
Because they've just saved you from... All you're doing is slowing people down. I don't know what the harm is. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a joke we have not told for, I would say, at least a year. And somebody sent me an email and asked me about it. Said, you think it's time to tell this again? So, yeah, Tom, I think it is time we tell it again. Now, it involves something I've actually never had done, and that is I've never had a straight razor shave. You know, in all the Westerns, the cowboy's in the barber chair, Clint Eastwood, and the barber's got a straight in the strap. Thank you. And they're sharpening that blade. And then they very delicately rake that straight razor down the guy, you know, and it's supposed to be the greatest shave in the world. I've never had a shave with a straight razor. But this is the story of a guy who's in the barber chair. And he went to this barber shop for the first time ever because he had heard, and they even ran ads, world's smoothest shave. And he thought, wow. I'd like to see what that's about. The world's smoothest shape. Because as most men know, if you've got a real heavy beard, and I do, it's pretty much, it's impossible almost to just get a really smooth shave. There's always kind of that raspy rough. So he goes in there and says, I want to, how much is that shave? The guy says, it's $25. He said, that must be some shave. He says, it's the world's smoothest shave. Have a seat. The guy sits down. They put the sheet on him. Lather them all up, and the barber says, here, put this in your left cheek. And it's a ball, a wooden ball, a little bigger than a golf ball. And the customer says, why am I doing that? He said, because that's my special technique. That's what makes the shave so smooth. What you're going to do is put this wooden ball in your left cheek, and it's going to bulge your cheek out and allow me to shave it perfectly smoothly by stretching the skin. And when I finish the left side, I'll have you shift the wooden ball to your right cheek and put it over there, and I'll shave that cheek. So he says, well, okay. And he puts the wooden ball in his mouth over on the left side, and the barber proceeds to shave it. Shifts the ball over to the right side. He shaves it. When he's all finished and he spits the ball out, hands it to the barber,
He reaches up, and honest to goodness, it's the smoothest shave he's ever had. He says, I've never had a shave this smooth. This is unbelievable. Barbara says, well, that's why we say it's the world's greatest shave, and that's why it's $25. And the customer says, worth every dollar. He said, let me ask you something. That wooden ball, can't that be a little bit dangerous? Because it actually, I mean, a person could swallow that thing. And the barber said, well, that has happened. And the customer said, really? Well, what happens if a customer swallows the wooden ball? And the barber says, well, then the customer goes home, and then usually within a day or two, he passes the wooden ball. He poops it out and brings it back in here, just like the guy did who was just before you.
Let's find out where the problem spots are. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
And we do have a few of them out there, Dan. First of all, on southbound Clarkson, just in front of Chesterfield Mall, you've got an accident. Only the right lane was open when we flew over it about 10 minutes ago, and you had close to a mile backup. Also, on westbound 64, you're slow from the Science Center through McCausland, from Spady out through Maryville Center, and that's due to an earlier accident that they've moved off to the right shoulder, but it's mostly that right lane from Mason through Maryville Center that's slow, and then from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. They still have Big Bend shut down west of Berry Road. Some kind of an emergency that was going on there. Could have been a house fire earlier, but westbound Big Bend drivers are being diverted to Berry Road, and then eastbound drivers, they're just making a U-turn and going into opposite directions. Southbound 270, stop and go now from Page down through Doherty Ferry, and downtown, eastbound 64 is slow from Jefferson all the way onto the Poplar Street Bridge, and then eastbound 5570 continues slow from there to 64. And this traffic report brought to you by Allstate. St. Louis Allstate agents live here too, so they're familiar with the risks in the area, and they can help you make sure you have the right coverage. Find an agent near you at allstate.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Reporting live from downtown St. Louis, Michael Goldie, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis.
Victoria Bobbin, KTRS News.
And the world.
Christiana Monfour, ABC News, Tripoli, Libya.
Nick Schifrin, ABC News, Kabul.
The Big 550 KTRS.
David Blaustein, ABC News, Hollywood.
Reporting live from Sunset Hills, I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Depend on it.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.5? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.5%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.5.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.084, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
The home remodeling season is on.
And Granite Busters is making your decision easy with the winter warm-up sale.
Until February 17th, when you purchase 50 square feet or more of granite countertops, you'll get the following extras absolutely free.
A stainless steel undermount sink, free.
A designer faucet, free.
Removal of your old countertops, free.
And custom installation of your new countertops with an industry-exclusive lifetime guarantee, all 100% free.
And Granite Busters isn't like the other guys.
With a 20,000 square foot designer showroom and double warehouse, you can choose from over 500 slabs of granite right on the spot.
Prices starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed.
Free in-home estimates within 25 miles of the store.
Hurry, call or stop into Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
The winter warm-up sale.
Only at Granite Busters.
Where they won't take you for granite.
Are you doing that joke again?
I thought it was funny.
Again? New customers only while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 2/17/2013.
For more than 80 years, J.B. Smith Funeral Home has been your family-owned funeral home friend and neighbor. Has been privileged to serve families in the St. Louis community. Both the Maplewood and Fenton Funeral Homes are large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the dignity, understanding, and know your name. To find out what makes us different, go to jbsmith.com. That's J-A-Y, the letter B, smith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Home, celebrate life and cremation services.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat, Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog, Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One brand pet foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Are you looking to buy a home? Tired of renting and throwing money away every month? Well, you need to take advantage of today's housing market. Historically low mortgage rates and housing affordability at its lowest since the early 70s. That's pre-disco. Don't have the down payment? You might not need it. Tap into government grant funds that can help you buy a home, get $3,000 to $5,000 in down payment assistance, and these funds are available in most areas. Call Essex Residential Mortgage to see if you are eligible for this government program at 314-722-2334. That's 314-722-2334. With mortgage rates in the twos and threes, they are actually seeing mortgage payments lower than monthly rents, and now you may not even need a down payment. So what the heck are you waiting for? Call Essex Residential Mortgage at 314-722-2334. Call 314-722-2334. NMLS number 859811, Equal Housing Lender.
Tiny bubble.
Tiny bubble.
In the
you ever take a tour here of the station, like a Cub Scout group, or be sure to ask to see the weather center, the traffic center, and the our. It's called intern interrogation center. It's where we interrogate our potential interns. It's really an interesting process.
It is.
So be sure you include that in the tour. Time to go to Southern California and check with Mike Evans. That is made possible by Thompson Price. Had a nice chat with Mr. Price this morning. Business is so good. So good. And you know who we have to thank for that? You folks. You folks who are smart enough to know that if you're going to remodel your kitchen or your bathroom, you might as well do it right and have no regrets. Otherwise, don't do it. Wait until you can do it right. ThompsonPrice.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans. See, I don't have the screen in front of me, so I don't know which line I'm supposed to push because you...
The one that's blinking.
Well, see, but Peon took my screen from me. Tell him you're sorry, Peon.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
No. You're on
okay.
Here now.
I'm a nice, happy kind of guy.
Yeah, see, I had two lines, and I didn't know which was you because Peon's hogging the screen. He's on a swivel, and he swiveled it around so only he could see it.
Checking
wait,
my
Peon,
stock numbers.
Don't be doing that, Peon.
Don't you be doing that, making me look stupid.
Checking
that's right.
Prices.
He can look stupid all on his own.
Yeah, see, when I say, hey, Mike, how you doing, and there's silence, I look stupid, and Mike looks
right.
Stupid.
Exactly. We both look stupid. Everybody's aware.
When the real stupid one is Peon.
Peon.
How you doing?
Good. Pop quiz question.
All right.
Name the name of the very accomplished jazz guitarist.
All right. If this is one of those all of the above things, you're going in timeout for a week.
He is fabulous. But you know what? I can't help it that you're stupid.
Oh, no.
You know,
no.
You know, 32 cities,
no.
You're the only one who goes, wait, this is not fair. You
we
know,
have
some,
every...
of them, some of them go, you know what? I think this is a trick, and I think this is one of the all three. And I go, unbelievable, excellent, great job. Here's Frank. If you say it's all three, I'm going to suspend you.
Our listeners hate it, too.
They love it.
I've heard from them. They hate it.
But you say we're wrong when actually...
And we're not wrong.
Yeah.
We're not wrong. Any answer is right.
We're not, you know what? That's not totally right. For now on, I will say you are one-third right.
There you go.
We're not,
all right.
You know what? We're not discussing it because there'll be...
Or no, altogether, because there you are be, all right.
Because there will be...
altogether, you're all right.
There will be no more of these all of the above. That's just it. It's over. Go ahead.
Pacquist question. Name the name of the very accomplished jazz guitarist, fabulous guy, fabulous band, and really one of the best jazz guitarists in Southern California. Robert Downey Jr., Christian Bale, Ryan Gosling, answer in just a minute. Top five favorite movies to win Best Picture, Oscar, Lincoln, Even Money, Argo, 2-1. Silver Linings Playbook, 3-1. Django, 4-1. Zero Dark Thirty, 5-1. This Les Mis and Life of Pi are also very close to the top
five.
What?
Les Mis?
Yeah.
You mean Les Mis?
That's what I call it.
Oh.
Les Mis. Les Mis.
Well, it's not Les, it's more misery, because I
is.
Saw it.
Yeah. Yeah. Hideous is what it is. I don't get it. I
Thank
don't like
you.
It. I didn't like it.
No.
Well. I didn't like it the first time I saw it, you know, 20 years ago.
Understatement.
Five favorites to win Best Actor, Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln, Even Money. Joaquin Phoenix, Master, 3-1. Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook, 5-1. Denzel Washington, Flight, 8-1. Bill Murray, Hyde Park on Hudson, 9-1.
What is this Master? I've never heard of this.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's basically Ron L. Hubbard.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
remember that?
Okay, yeah, I know.
Hello, Master.
That's right, Lauren.
Easy. Did you see the other ones, Flight? Or
I saw Flight. I liked it.
Hyde Park on the Hudson? Or...
Didn't see that.
Yeah.
Saw Lincoln.
There is some talk that Justin Bieber is a big phony.
No.
Justin actually seeks out sick children for photo ops. Then alerts the paparazzi, so they're there to take pictures.
Uh-huh.
While other celebrities like Tom Hanks, Jay Leno, Fran Drescher, Gary Sinise, Angelina Jolie, Hugh Jackman, and others hide the fact when they're meeting with children or going to a children's hospital.
I believe that. I've seen dozens of pictures of Bieber with these kids.
Yeah. He always makes sure that there's a photographer there.
I'm a lot more impressed by the people who don't have the photos.
Exactly. Kim Kardashian. She complains that she can't keep anything private. Well, she certainly can't keep her privates private when she's doing these videos. She says she can't keep anything private, but yet she puts out a press release about her and Kanye spending $11 million on their new house.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Unbelievable.
As Americans, we should be ashamed that we made her famous.
I agree. And they swear that they won't exploit their kid for money. Well,
right.
That's a bunch of sheep dip. Right. I guarantee you, this kid already has a CAA agent, and they're planning this kid's future way in advance. Believe me, this kid is going to make a lot of money, and I hear that they didn't turn down the $3 million for the first baby pictures because they wanted to keep the pictures private and keep the kid out of the media eye. They turned it down because they think they can get a lot more down the road.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you.
Ridiculous. Odds and ends, Quentin Tarantino wants to take Django to Broadway. Have you seen that movie?
No.
You said it had
the N-word in it 108 times.
That's right.
You got to say it almost every other sentence.
That's ridiculous. Here's some scoop. I hear Piers Morgan is about to be fired, and CNN executives have come to the point they don't even care if they have a replacement or not. They want him out of the building.
He is horrible.
They just want him out of the building.
Yeah. Good.
I like this story. It's just kind of one of those goofy kind of stories that I really like. Last year, there were riots in Vancouver during the Stanley Cup Finals. A lot of violence. There were setting fires downtown, some looting going on. Well, it's been a while. It's been a long time. The authorities are just now getting around to the trials of some of these people. One woman that's going on trial for this is a former Miss Canada finalist.
Ooh.
And the winner of the Miss Congeniality Award.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess she's not too congenial if her team is losing.
No.
In hockey. Miss Congeniality on trial for looting and for causing riots on the streets. And finally.
Sadness.
All the answers, all the above. You like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Name the name of the very accomplished jazz guitarist who's fabulous and his band is fabulous. Is it Robert Downey Jr., Christian Bale, or Ryan Gosling?
Well, I'm glad it's a guitarist and not a pianist because pianist sounds like penis.
Yeah.
We don't go for that. Dan, what do you think?
I'm going to go Christian Bale.
I'll say Downey.
I'm going to go Gosling.
The name of his band, and they've been together 8 years now, is Dead Man's Bones. And they play a lot of gigs here in L.A. And the lead guitar and leader of the band is Ryan Gosling.
I'm a genius.
Wow.
I might have another one with me.
I'm a genius. You guys lost.
Yeah.
Losers. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price. Let's talk about Thompson Price. What do you say? Thompson Price, and I've spent years and years and years talking about the name of the man and name of the business, but it is very much a team effort when they get together and decide what is it that's going to knock your socks off when you remodel your kitchen or your bathroom. And I also, if you remember, wanted you to know that when they come out and they, you know, sign the contract, their salespeople are not on commission. They're just part of this team. An example of the kind of people you'll be working with would be Crystal Barton, for example. Crystal, and I've known Crystal for years. Crystal was working there way back when we did our kitchen, the first job they did for us. Crystal has been with Thompson Price for over 30 years, which is amazing because she's 40 years old.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is amazing.
She is a very important part of that team. TJ is Tom Price's son, and he's the older son. He's a key designer. Works with their website and the electronic parts of their business. Worked there for about 8 years. Adam is Tom Price's younger son. He is responsible for running of the projects, delivery, scheduling the projects with the tradespeople, takes care of securing the permits necessary for all the projects, and is the service manager who follows up on all the projects of the jobs in progress. Ginger Fridley. Interior designer specific to kitchen and bath design. She designs and sells, a very important part of the team. So the average person who wants to remodel a kitchen or bathroom really doesn't have all the information that you need to make a good decision. You may think you do. You may think you know what you want, and you may have some good ideas. But when you put your ideas with people like this team at Thompson Price, you're going to end up with something jaw-dropping and something you're going to be proud of for many, many years. You will get your money's worth. Thompson Price. Go to their website. Everything is there, including the location of their great showroom, thompsonprice.com.
With another check on traffic, here's Tim Weiland.
We just got report of an accident in South County, a four-car accident blocking Lime Ferry at Rebus Barracks. Lime Ferry at Rebus Barracks. There's also a crash on westbound / southbound 270 at McDonald that has the right lane blocked. Only the two left lanes are open, and just a little bit of a slowdown there. Eastbound 270, heavy from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270, you'll find some stop-and-go traffic south of Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 70, still stacking up 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. And they're still trying to right that truck on the ramp from northbound 170 to eastbound 70. So you're looking at a bit of a delay as you go through that area. This traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Got a lot of coverage for not a lot of money with the Allstate Value Plan. It's rock solid protection without breaking the bank. To get a quote, find an agent near you at allstate.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Come to the St. Louis RV Show to see hundreds of RVs ready to add enjoyment to your lifestyle. Plus films on Alaska, the Rockies, and Route 66, showing you how to save money on your adventure. The St. Louis RV Show, Thursday through Sunday, online at sdlrv.com.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Julian, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Well, with SafeLight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
Did you guys have fun?
Yep.
Tell the truth.
Yep.
Hey, yes, I did.
Hey, me too. I hope you folks did. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550. KTRS. St. Louis Talk.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheelis. Nervous passengers made it home safely on ferries in the New York area. This after an accident during morning rush. ABC News has learned the crew passed breathalyzer tests, so alcohol has been ruled out. James Barker with ferry operator C Street says the